Members of the Philadelphia City Council plan to strengthen the city's plastic bag ban and impose a 10-cent fee on paper bags. However, Mayor Sherelle Parker might not be on board. WHYY's Sophia Schmidt reports the goal of a new bill is to encourage residents to use reusable bags.
After Philadelphia's plastic bag ban went into effect a few years ago, researchers estimated it eliminated enough plastic bags to fill City Hall every 8 months. But paper bag use soared, and some stores still give out thicker plastic bags. The bill clarifies the ban applies to all single-use plastic bags and requires stores to charge 10 cents a bag for paper. Councilmember Mark Squilla is the sponsor.
Even though it's only 10 cents, it's the mindset that I'm not giving them 10 cents for a bag. I'm just going to bring my own bag.
The bill currently has enough co-sponsors to pass through council. But Mayor Parker's administration says while it supports the intent of the bill, the fee could hurt mom-and-pop stores and low-income Philadelphians. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
A candlelight vigil was held last night outside a vacant Germantown Middle School after remains of Kata Scott were found there over the weekend. State Representative Andre Carroll helped organize the event. Speaking to the crowd, he acknowledged the public's role in bringing attention to the case.
I really want to thank you guys for showing up and showing out. And you guys are the reason why the world now knows Kata Scott. You guys didn't lock, let up. You guys didn't stay quiet.
Hours before the vigil, authorities announced new charges against 21-year-old Keon King, including arson and evidence tampering, after he was arrested on kidnapping charges last week. Officials say more charges against King and others are possible as the investigation continues. An absolutely beautiful fall day outside on this Tuesday afternoon. Right now in Center City, Philadelphia, bright and clear blue skies, seasonally warm temperatures that are quite comfortable, 71 outside. We could see it bump up a degree or two. Then overnight, some clouds and temperatures dropping down into the 50s.